Welcome back to BCX Connects. This is our part two Black Friday podcast. Today we're going to be focusing around, you know, the boardroom meeting the bargain bin. Today with me I've got my colleague Chris, who's going to be joining us with his ever watchful eye on consumer behavior. And my name is Harith Beck. I am the managing executive for cybersecurity. So, Chris, today I think we're not going to be talking about your spouse's 3 a.m. online shopping spree. we're talking about you, the enterprise. Yeah. You know, the digital fortress that suddenly becomes the bargain hunter's playground on Black Friday. So Black Friday is a big focus for us because we know the behavioral elements of how people, you know, shop, etc., and the carelessness of how they shop, and we discussed this in our previous podcast. But why does Black Friday break brains and systems? So I think we know, and we've spoken about this, how humans are wired for scarcity and that dopamine hit.
That's correct.
Adding that flashing limited stock sign, you know, it changes the rational buyer to become a risk taker. I think when we see some of the studies are showing, you know, 73% of people admit that you know, they bought something online during Black Friday that they didn't plan to buy, and you mentioned this clearly in part one of our podcast. Half of those made their purchases on a work device, which is the big risk.
And that is correct. I mean, if you think about, I mean, in the US, but most people are actually on holiday. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
During the Black Friday sales, but the rest of the world not, and specifically not here in South Africa.
No,
we people sitting in the office.
Correct. So it's not just an HR problem. It becomes a cybersecurity nightmare. This is when employees click buy now, and they often skip the think later. You know, fake e-commerce link using the corporate device. You know, they're going to clone payment pages. You know, there's the malicious order tracking links that they're clicking on, that QR codes that they're scanning, etc. So cyber criminals are exploiting that FOMO economy better than most marketing people are. And this is what is opening up the threat to the corporate space as well.
And the landscape just opens up widely, you know, for your threat actors to find ways into the corporate space.
Because if you think about it, many people are using mobile phones, and they use their mobile phones for both corporate and private use. And they use their mobile device for some of those purchases as well. Right. So the mobile device could be that attack vector that gets exploited as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, now we all think, yeah, if you think about your business side, you know, people using their work laptop or something like that. But I think more and more so is the actual handheld phone or the handheld devices that is used for these purchases. And yeah,
the bring your own device conundrum.
Bring your own device
conundrum,
it opens up that attack vector widely as well.
So I think how the threats play out in the enterprise environments, you know, it's still very much, you know, that same threat landscape. You know the phishing frenzy. So threat actors, they copy popular Black Friday campaigns targeting corporate inboxes, right?
Yeah.
Get 70% off your 14-net licenses. I'll just use a silly example, you know, but until it isn't.
Until it isn't, yes.
Credential harvesting, that is still there. You know, the employees reuse personal passwords. Once compromised, those same credentials open VPNs, cloud dashboards, CRM systems. Interesting thing. So I know somebody that did had to do some investigation on the dark web with regards to exploring whether any of their company information is sitting on the dark web. And they did a scrape, and they pulled out the whole database of their company information. And it basically had all the usernames, I'm sorry, the domain names and a password that was listed on the dark web. They verified and said, okay, some of these users don't work in the environment anymore. But there's a psychological element to that, because what they found is that all of those users were using their corporate credentials to subscribe on third-party sites. Now, third-party site, you know, you log on and you create a password called ChrisBester123. Psychologically, there's a chance that you're probably using that same password in your corporate space somewhere. And right. Those are also elements that get exploited. So now they know ChrisBester works at company X, you know, and Chris likes to use his wife's name, his dog's name, or his mother-in-law's name as his password, you know. And they build that pattern.
That's correct. I mean, especially even the big culprit here is LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so don't use your corporate credentials for...
Yeah. But I mean, but this is like, now we're talking from a retail perspective. Mm. People are using that on shopping.
But that's the thing. And we mentioned LinkedIn, but that's an entry point. That's an attack vector. That's the part of the information that they scrape with AI. To build your social profile, to target you.
Yeah, and then also you have the shadow IT sprawl right now. So there's been instances of where staff members install coupon extensions or price trackers. This is very prevalent in the US. Mm. So it's a neat way to give attackers persistence a view inside your browser.
Yeah,
you know. So there's a lot of bot storms. There's the fraudulent traffic spikes. You know, one major retailer reported over 12 billion bot requests on Black Friday in 2023.
Wow.
You know, so you know, drowning real users. You know, enforcing emergency scaling. So it does have an impact on that corporate space as well, because like the consumer is a target in Black Friday, so is many of the corporate customers as well, right? The ones that's hosting the environments, the ones that's, you know, selling the solutions.
Yeah. I mean, the consumer is, I think, the first sort of hurdle he wants to get to. Yeah. I mean, the first target. I mean, call it the first target. But there's always a hope for this criminal to get that second target from that information that once you've targeted the user on a retail space, that he can extend that information into this corporate space.
And if you recall in our episode one, you know, we spoke about the psychology of the Black Friday brain. You know, behavioral economists call it temporal discounting. You know, so your brain overvalues immediate rewards and ignores long-term risk.
Mm.
That's how they put it. So that fear of missing out overrides policy training. Mm. Dopamine spikes reduce critical thinking, and everyone else is doing it normalizes unsafe clicking behavior.
Mm.
So when an employee uses a fake, or an employee sees a fake exclusive staff deal in the inbox, their brain risks literally shuts down for a few milliseconds. You know, there's a psychological study about this. But the business impact is big, because when personal risk becomes a corporate loss, that is where enterprise customers feel it, right? I mean, if we talk numbers, the average amount of ransomware attack costs enterprises, and this is according to IBM 2024, around $5.3 million. Black Friday week sees a 45% increase in phishing campaigns, and one in three data breaches begin with a compromised personal credential used inside a corporate system, which could have emanated from a Black Friday
sale. Laura.
Exactly. Mm. So you can patch your servers, but you can't patch curiosity.
No.
Or discount the driven dopamine rush.
You can't patch common sense.
You can't patch common sense. Exactly. So I think we talk about some best practices. You need to treat Black Friday like a red alert.
Very much so.
If your guard needs to be up. If IT calls for a change freeze, it's not because they hate joy. You know, it's because one impulsive click can take down a weekend's can take down an entire weekday's uptime, you know.
Exactly.
So blocking shopping sites on corporate networks, you know, it's important. I think it's very important. I mean, if your team protests, tell them it's an employee productivity optimization exercise. So I think that's one way of getting around it. I think enforcement of MFA and password vaults, we've spoken about this in our previous podcast. You know, your firewall doesn't care if the breach came from the cute pink coffee mug site that you saw, you know what I mean? You know, the running of live phishing simulations is really, really important. You know, this is something that many, many organizations are putting a lot of weight behind. You know, so bonus points, if your fake campaign says Cyber Monday security discounts, click here to upgrade your firewall for 80% off. At the end of the day, it's still around the whole education. So we drill down the fact of, you know, educate, don't alienate. You know, show employees how personal safety still links to business safety. Because if they protect themselves, they will ultimately protect the brand.
Exactly. That's very true. I mean, you have to be just so careful and be vigilant.
Yeah.
Looking at what's coming into your inbox, in your corporate inbox. Look at those things with a bit of a scrutiny, you know.
Yes,
look at it and don't it's from this or that vendor or whatever, because especially we in the IT space, we get those emails. I mean, I get 10, 12 a day just from our vendors.
Correct.
And
or is it really your vendors?
That's the thing. You have to scrutinize that emails and say, okay, is it really from this vendor or from that vendor?
Exactly.
And if The red flag is if you open that mail and the vendor offer you something.
Yeah.
So I think then have a look. Especially if that offer is directed at you as a person and not at the corporate.
Yeah.
So look for those things. Yes.
So one thing I'd like to just go back to, right? So there's this link between the human and enterprise connection. So, and here's the twist. The line between consumer and employee has vanished, right? So the same phone, like we mentioned at the beginning, you know, that same phone used to buy the outfit or the sneakers, you know, is used to approve payments internally, you know. The same browser session that checks discount codes opens up SharePoint.
Exactly.
Yeah. So security must now follow identity, not devices. So zero trust isn't just the buzzword, you know, it's that survival strategy. So when you adopt continuous verification, I think that is still going to be the key. So every access request must be checked, every identity must be authenticated. You neutralize the big variable, you know, the human impulse. That's the only way around that.
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned the whole thing about identity tracking. I mean, it's not about the device you're using, it's about your identity on that device.
Yeah,
it is. That's the target. The device is a piece of plastic.
Yeah,
you know, for better or what. But that identity is the target for your cyber criminal.
Yeah, and if you look at it from a macro view perspective, you know, globally online spending, you know, hit 9.8 billion, you know, on Black Friday in 2024, right? And at 7.5% year on year. That the attack volumes are off by 52%, etc. So most campaigns begin targeting supply chains, not just the end users. Now, criminals know if they compromise a vendor or a payment processor during the chaos, they can gain the keys to hundreds of corporate networks.
Exactly.
You know, so consumers chase the discounts and cyber teams, you know, chase the logs, essentially. But if we wrap this up, you know, the cyber paradox, you know, Black Friday is like a global phishing festival, right? With free entry. So the one day when you see it, or even might even click on that fake deal for that wireless earbuds, you know. So the moral of the story is, you know, cyber hygiene doesn't take holidays. You know, like you mentioned, it's Thanksgiving in the US. No, it's not Thanksgiving here for us. But your business treats Black Friday like IT party instead of a security operation, you know. So I think at the end of the day, we need to still remember that whatever risks we are taking in the consumer space can have an impact in the enterprise space.
Exactly.
So wrapping up, I think this was an interesting, very different topic, Chris, to our usual cyber discussions. It's a very interesting attack vector. And thank you very much for your participation.
Well, thank you. It.
And to our listeners, thank you very much. Stay safe. Stay skeptical. And remember, the only thing that you should that should be 80% off this week is your attack. Your attack surface. So, yeah. Yes, just reduce that attack surface.